From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. For some communities in the Gulf South, hurricane season comes with a natural dread. Recovery can take years, making preparations for a disaster that much more important. Danny MacArthur of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on how people and groups are banding together to help take care of each other, not just after the storm, but before it as well.
The city of Sulphur in southwest Louisiana was one of the places hit by two hurricanes within a matter of months back in 2020. Cynthia Robertson still sees signs of the impact.
You see in this neighborhood, you look across the street from my house and there's still a blue tarp, and this is 24.
Robertson is the executive director of MICA 6-8 Mission, a local nonprofit that fulfills a lot of different roles in the community. Their base of operations is a small house with goats in the backyard.
I worked till 8:30 last night and was here at 7:30 this morning.
The organization initially started as a food box for low-income and unhoused people in the neighborhood. But during the recovery process from the two hurricanes, Robertson says she realized federal funds often missed these groups. So organizations like hers form mutual aid networks, pooling and volunteering resources to help the community out.
Ethically, morally, you have to be involved in some kind of disaster preparation and mutual aid, because that's just what being a community organization means.
For MICA 6-8, a lot of that preparation looks like their monthly community giveaways. They can give out hurricane preparedness buckets they received from other mutual aid groups. They also help share information, like who residents can call if they need help with transportation, or borrowing tools when it's time to rebuild.
So it's work that has to be done.
With the storm season already underway, the Gulf South is preparing itself for what's historically its worst months, August to October. Robertson says Hurricane Beryl recently served as a reminder for why they need to be prepared. It started as a Category 5 storm, but by the time it reached neighboring Texas, it had weakened to a Category 1. Robertson says they still saw some impacts.
Like, we got some really high winds and downpours for Beryl, but it was just maybe an hour or two.
Across the South, a group that is especially vulnerable during natural disasters are mobile home residents.
Most mobile home manufacturers are like, hey, if it's, you know, 75 miles an hour or more, you shouldn't be in your home. That's a Category 1 hurricane.
That's Bree Lentz, the Disaster Readiness and Response Program Manager of Imagine Waterworks. They're located in New Orleans. Lentz says that typical disaster communications don't recommend evacuating for a Category 1 hurricane, which means residents living in manufactured housing might not be aware they need to leave. And Lentz says getting this information out during disasters can be challenging.
Mobile home communities can kind of not be on the radar because they don't want to be. And so having that door-to-door communication can be really difficult.
Lentz says they are looking to find where community members can step in and share information internally so they don't have to rely on law enforcement. In 2019, Imagine Waterworks created a mutual aid response network and have groups in New Orleans, as well as southwest Louisiana and Houma. Executive Director Clee Kleibert says part of this effort is to help show folks that some aid networks already exist.
You know, mutual aid is not just a thing that an organization takes on and creates and puts a container around. It is indigenous and Black and Creole, and it's been around for hundreds of years. So first step is just reminding folks.
Kleibert says they've learned a lot about preparing to evacuate from disasters like Hurricane Laura in 2020. One strategy was providing cash and supplies to help with evacuation before the storm.
And then there, to me, is greater emphasis on building community and talking with folks more so that you can carpool and evacuate together.
Kleibert says mutual aid doesn't have to just center around a disaster. It can be ongoing and starts with communities asking, what do we need right now? For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Denny MacArthur.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.